Tonight is graduation night for 9 Boston public high schools, including the Jeremiah Burke High School in Dorchester. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will deliver the commencement address. What was expected to be a celebration has been marred by Wednesday's fatal shooting of a student right outside the school. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The death of 17-year-old Raekwon Brown comes as the Burke is wrapping up a school year marked by accomplishment.
This is the only high school in the state that exited level 4 turnaround.
Superintendent Tommy Chang notes that the Burke has come a long way since 2010, when it was declared as one of the worst in Massachusetts, labeled underperforming, in need of improvement.
They've been widely recognized, not only at the state, but nationally for how they have increased student achievement.
Last year, it was recognized as Boston's most improved school, winning a $100,000 School on the Move grant from Edvesters, an urban education initiative focused on accelerating school improvement. The year before, the Burke became the first high school in the state to exit turnaround status. But at least for this week, the Burke is now known as the school where a student was killed just outside. A popular kid with near-perfect school attendance who had grown as a student.
What happened to him was senseless. He was supposed to graduate. He was supposed to graduate real soon. And the fact that he's not hurts me.
Venus Williams is a cousin of Raekwon Brown. She says someone saw who killed him.
It's something that shouldn't just sit and just waste away. This was not only just another success, this wasn't just another kid. This was somebody that I loved much.
Police say they also believe someone saw the shooting and could help the family. Police Commissioner Bill Evans appealed to the public to come forward with information. But Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson says authorities are wrongly blaming a community in mourning.
Statements such as we need to stop a stop snitching culture re-victimizes this neighborhood and community at a really poor time.
119 seniors graduate from Burke High School late today, among them Luis Torres.
Don't believe everything you hear about the Burke, you know. Yeah, it may have a bad rep, but once you come into this building, it's straight educational. You know, everything in here is going to help you, and everything you get out of this school is going to help you in life. So, you know, come to the Burke, you know, make the school better.
School officials say they view the killing of Raekwon Brown as a tragedy, but not a setback for the school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.